spinning complacently in the darkness, covered and blinded by a blanket of little lives. False security has lulled the madness of this world into a slumber. Wake up. An eye is upon you, staring straight down and keenly through, seeing all that you are and everything that you can never be. Yes, an eye is upon you, an eye ready to blink. So face forward, with arms wide open and mind reeling. Your future has arrived. Are you ready to go?
The law of country.
American media is a business, and it has a mission. Not to inform Americans, but to entertain them.
You know, there's happy news for happy people with happy problems.
And the business leaders said that they had to renew with vigor what they called the everlasting battle for the minds of men and indoctrinate citizens with a capitalist story.
Global corporations feeding us the news as they see fit.
Truth is subversive. It's anti-American.
Americans have computers in school, dozens of TV stations, and the most aggressive news media on Earth. Does that mean they're better informed? Hardly.
And now for Newsreel, here's Sean Kennedy.
It's a good day. This is Sumerian reporting to you from the internet for Monday, February 20th, 2006. And this is Newsreel. The WOG Global...
You suck so bad at this.
Go for it.
The WOG Global Sit Rep for Corporate Political Trends, Tyranny, and Timing, and everything else. Where are we at here?
Rack Media is
taking this is why, you know, I got a little bit of laser surgery, and I'm all like Ray Charles in it over here, and I can't see shit. So now I'm going to try to make it. Rand Media is taking a stand for free speech today. Just by listening to this program, you are as well, you lazy bastard. You can read all the news stories along with us by going to the Live Journal, sean_kennedy.livejournal.com. This would be a free radio podcast, which I still have radio in there. It shouldn't actually be the radio because it's not on the radio.
No.
But which can be heard on Rant Radio, Wild Bunch Radio, WNI Media Network, KJAG Radio, OspreyRadio.info. Can't read that. Extreme Radio Tampa. SRN. Well, we got a new station.
Yes, we do.
And who is that? That's
99 Nuke FM,
which is a great name.
It's on the internet. It's not actually FM. It's not frequency modulated.
Yeah, but
at all,
I mean,
but, yeah, it's a good name.
99 Nuke FM.
99
I mean,
Nuke.
It's like, I wonder if that was the name of the radio station, Damnation Alley. The radio that they were playing, they had a radio station that was just recording on Damnation Alley. He used to drive around and he had recordings of radio stations. Like, he recorded like hours of radio stations, just regular. So when he's driving around after the bomb, he could play like his recordings of the radio station. And
maybe.
It's like, yeah, so I don't remember what it was called, but it's a neat idea, though. It's
that
a neat
cool.
idea. But anyway, and you are free to distribute this broadcast any way you see fit. Now, I suppose I should make a mention as to the weakness of the intro there. See, what happened was that I've taken
somebody,
advantage of technology.
And, somebody shot you with a laser.
Being in Western culture, I decided that, you know, since self-improvement is hard. Self-improvement is really hard. Like, there's a lot of self-improvement stuff. It's just difficult.
Yes.
And, you know, but I mean, I'm,
this
I'm,
one's easy. It's all I'm, about
I'm,
money.
I've started doing this. Anyone wants to check it out? I started doing this new type of workout training called Maximum Contraction Training.
Okay.
Which, you know, there's a book on it called Max Contraction written by this guy named John Little. And it involves you hitting the weight pile once every 12 days.
Is that that guy with the ponytail?
The guy with the ponytail.
John
no, that's
Little.
Steven Seagal.
No. He jumps around on TV and he's all buff. And
the guy with the ponytail jumping around on TV.
Seems
all
true.
Buff. That would be a resounding no from
okay.
the Sean. Yeah.
Okay.
No, sorry. This John Little guy was a dude used to train with Bruce Lee, apparently. And there was this guy and another guy, and they were all really down with Bruce and all this shit. And his whole shtick was that the bodybuilding industry and the workout, the gym thing is all bullshit. His whole point was is that, you know, like all these gyms and everything, they want you to go to the gym like five times a week, like it's temple,
right.
You know, and you're supposed to go there and work out and that's what makes you huge. But when you look at the science, that's not actually what makes you big. What makes you big is you work out really, really hard and then you heal. You have to let yourself heal. You get
that's
big
right.
when you heal. And so what he did was he did this whole thing where it's like the more intense your workout, the longer time you need to heal and blah, 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 blah.
So he figured out the formula and the math.
And yeah, and he's got the math, and he's got all the science to back it. And, yeah, basically you lift some weights. It takes about 5 minutes to work out. Then you go away for 12 days and come back.
Right.
Now, I've done it twice.
Yeah.
And the first time I did it, like, because when you're starting, you hold your weights up, like you get a weight and you hold it at, like, say, think of a barbell curl, right?
Yeah. Yep.
You do it halfway, and it's like your midpoint of your barbell curl, and then you hold it, you know, at, like, 3/4, so you're not totally flexed. So it's like maximum strain on your muscles. Okay.
Right. Yeah.
And then you go with the heaviest weight you can do for like 60 seconds. Now, after you train for a while and you're the shit, you only do it for 6 seconds. But in the beginning, it's 60 seconds.
Okay.
So I've got the little book somewhere.
Yeah.
And I started with, you know, just for you know, for, I don't remember what the actual numbers were, but we'll say it was 50 pounds.
Yeah.
So the first time I did it, I could hold it for 50 pounds for like 45 seconds, and then I had failure, and I went, oh, my God, that's it. I'm toast.
Okay.
And then the second one was, there's someone in my house. Who's in my house?
Invader.
Oh, there's a little person invading my house. All right, close the door. Right. Jeez, I tell you, you know, you trade in your mom for wife, and it's just all different, you know? But
that's right.
You be quiet in there.
You be quiet. What are you kids doing? Anyway, what the hell? Where was I? Oh, yeah, so you hold your weights there for 60 seconds, and I increased by like 15 pounds and my time in like the 12 days.
Wow.
Yeah, it's immediate gains. It's insane when you think about it. And I'm like, I know, because I was holding the weight, and I'm like,
right, and you're pushing your body to the extreme
limit.
Yeah, and
I'm holding it as long as I can, and I can't do. It's not like you can do 12 reps or whatever. You know, I mean, it's just you hold it. Well, the second time I did it like 75 pounds for like 60 seconds, and then next time I have to go heavier than that.
Wow.
Yeah, and like there's visual difference. I'm getting huge. Like if you look at me now, I look like Conan.
He's twice as tall.
Yeah,
and three times
as
wide.
I'm huge, and I've got, you know, these massive rage issues. And anyway, so this is all part of the. But I wanted to start doing this because I wasn't gaining any muscle mass. Because when you run and do calisthenics, and calorie burn, and you know, I threw an extra 50 pounds, so I'm now doing 50 pounds in my ruck, and I'm doing the 10 miles and everything. Yeah, so I'm like, but that doesn't build muscle.
Just cardio.
Well, it's cardio, and it burns muscle. It keeps your muscle lean, and it burns calories,
but
and gets your body
working.
You
want to get big.
But in order to gain size, so I can do more chin-ups and things like that, it's good to get muscle, right? So I tailored, you know, the whole workout and blah, 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 blah. So this is what I do. So using this system, I work out once a week.
Okay. Well, that's a time saver.
It's huge. Huge time saver. And I'm actually... I could work out if I stop getting gains. I'll work out once every 2 weeks.
Really?
Yeah.
And that's what they say to do.
That's the gig. Yeah, and he's got there's like about 2 pages where he explains that, and then the rest of the book is here's the science for all the asshats who go no that won't work.
Yeah.
And there's all these people who are like oh you only got strength in that one position. That's what people say. I had a trainer tell me that they're like well if you just have strength holding.
Yeah.
You'll only have strength in that one position. And
yeah,
I'm like,
that's right. Yeah, I've heard that.
Unfortunately, asshat, there's only one muscle. So if the muscle gets stronger,
it's stronger.
The muscle's stronger. It's like a hydraulic ram. Oh, no, the hydraulic ram's only good in this one.
It's like a one-dimensional thing.
It fucking doesn't make sense. So that's
muscle is not three-dimensional.
Yeah, and when you couple that with like I wouldn't want to do that. And if you're just doing this style of workout, this is designed for people who are just doing... maximum contraction training.
Yeah.
You have to be psycho Nazi with your diet, right? You have to be like, okay. Because most of everything's diet.
Yes.
But if you're doing, you know, lots of energy burn and crap like that, you've got to, you know, keep your calorie intake up, otherwise you're fucked. But anyway, so
that's working. You've been doing that a couple
weeks
now?
I've done it twice. I've got two workouts and I've had gains both times, so.
It's working.
Yeah. So I'm like, well, it's doing something.
Not
so
losing out.
We'll see. You know, further bulletins as events warrant. I don't like to report on things until, you know, I've tried it.
Yeah.
Because otherwise it's bullshit. So that's another thing I'm reporting on is the laser vision thing.
Right.
Now, Sariet, you know, he's off in the sandbox right now, and anyone could get to his live journal off of my journal.
Yep.
Click on the friends like he's over there. And he's all, he wants to get outside the wire and go, you know, do his job, but I guess they're needing him to make sure the email keeps flowing because he's sick. You know, he's doing battle with spam, you know.
Yeah, fighting the email.
Yeah, you betcha. McAfee's got fuck all on Sariet. But
but you got your eyes lasered.
So, and he paid the ticket for
knife.
It. Yeah, I'll straight up, he paid for it. He wanted to do
That's
it for me.
Very nice
of him. Yeah, he dropped, like, Bitcoin. Because normally, to get it done, you can go to, like, are you a doctor? Fuck yeah, I'm a doctor. You know.
See his piece of paper on the wall? Made it myself.
Motherfucker! You think I just bought that? Yeah. So, the guy who did his eyes is this dude named Dr. David Lin. He's at Pacific Laser Eye Center.
Yeah.
And nice guy, really kind of funny, though, because he's in a rush all the time. Like, he's one of these guys who everybody... So he's like, hi, how's it going? And you can totally tell it's formulaic. Like, everything's formulaic with this guy. I'm like, my buddy Ryan. Oh, I remember Ryan. No, you don't. You don't remember
good guy.
He's a good guy, Ryan. How's he doing? Oh, excellent. Good, good, good. So, and I've had a bunch of other people check me out, right? And they're all like, and they're like, hi, how's it going? And the doctor's like, hey, I'm the doctor. How's it going? It was like Johnny Fever working on your eyes. And he comes in and he's like, Chinese guy, nice guy. And he's like, okay, well, you know, you're looking good, blah, 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 blah. He said, I could do anything for you provided you don't rub your eyes.
And I'm that's like, the magic ticket. That's no the magic rubbing ticket. The eyes.
That's why I'm sitting here wearing sunglasses. Yeah, can't rub the eyes. So I'm like,
are you tempted to rub the eyes?
Oh, fuck yeah. Oh, fuck yeah.
You're just waiting to rub the eyes. Yeah. Or, I guess they're like itchy or... And Sean has a drinking problem.
I have a drinking problem.
He just spilled juice all over himself.
All over my crotch, because that's where you spill drinks. It's like cats land on their feet, fucking bread lands buttered side down, and the drink lands on the crotch. Swear to God, if you were to put one man on a ball field, fly overhead in a hot balloon, drop one drink out the window, it will hit
on
his crotch.
Yeah,
for sure. Bull anyway, where was I? Oh, yeah, so this David Lynn guy. So he comes in, and he's like, okay, you come back. Now, I have this weird denial thing I do when there's
about
something
what?
Unpleasant coming up that I don't want to deal with.
Okay.
Right.
Yeah.
Like if there was a test or something from a high school, you're like,
it just denies coming
no
up
test.
At all.
There's no test. I'm fine.
And then you sit down and go, oh, fuck, there's a test.
Well, it got so bad that I was actually almost late for the appointment because I'm I was having lunch and I'm like, I have to go. And I got up and I run out and people were like, Jesus Christ, what's wrong with him? So, and
come back here, you didn't pay.
And driving down there, my fuel pump exploded in my car.
So your car's denying.
No, my power steering pump, my power steering. So there's power steering fluid leaking on my manifold. There's fucking smoke billowing out of this car. And I'm like, ah! So I go grab my wife, and she's got to drive back because I'm about to get shot, right?
Yeah.
So she's like, so we go in there, and I'm starting to feel nervous. I go into the room there, and there's a whole bunch of other people. Like, it's an assembly line because the operation takes like 10 fucking minutes.
Yeah.
It's nothing. So there's like 100 other people. There's like, I see people go into a room. They come out of the room wearing funky glasses being led.
Come out with a cane.
And then the next guy goes in. He comes out wearing funky glasses being led. And I'm like, dun, 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 dun. So I'm like, okay.
I feel much better now, doctor.
So they put me in a room, and the guy and this other dude, none of these people are Dr. Lynn. Nobody's Dr. Lynn, right?
Right.
So they come in, they're like, okay, here's what's going to happen. And, you know, he put on a little cap on me and glued a bunch of tissue to the side of my face and fed me. First, they fed me some gravel. Because they could see that people get a little bit intense about the eyes.
Oh, okay.
And then I'm like, okay. And then they come and give me an Ativan like 4 minutes later. So I've already had a Gravol. And then they gave me an Ativan. Now.
Drugs?
So drugs. Which is like these tranquilizers. So I'm like, because I don't do drugs.
Yeah.
You know. So like Ativan and Gravol, they hit me like a fucking bomb. Right. I'm real susceptible to any kind of medication at all.
Right.
So I'm like, right? So then they get me up and they put me in this room. And the machine is in there like, keep your eyes closed, right? Because they put a shitload of drops in and everything else, right?
Keep your eyes closed?
Yeah, keep your eyes closed because I got drops in.
Right? Oh, okay.
So they put all these drops in. And then they make me lay down on this table. They give me these two stress balls. And I'm like, here's two stress balls. And I'm
two,
like,
not just one.
Well,
two
one for each hand, right?
Yeah.
And say, now don't move and don't hit the machine.
And a stick
because
for
if
your
you
mouth?
Do, you'll go blind forever.
Oh.
And then so, now there's two kinds of procedures with this.
Yeah.
Like with LASIK, there's no touch LASIK, which I don't recommend because I had a buddy of mine did that. And you have half an hour after you leave the medical clinic and then the pain starts.
Ugh.
And motherfucker, is it painful. It's like somebody poured sand in your eyes. It's not good. Not good.
Ow.
So I'm in there, and I'm like, do-do-do-do-do. So they put in the Clockwork Orange gear where they hold your eyes open, right?
Do they?
Oh, yeah.
Because you can't blink.
Oh, no. No, that's bad. No blinking.
Okay, yeah.
So they put the Clockwork Orange thing in, and then he's like, and then the doc's there, right? And he's doing this. He's like, how's it going? Okay. I'm now talking to you very slowly. And I'm like, da-da-da-da-da. So he puts in the thing, and then this suction cup thing goes, goes over top of my eye.
Oh, God.
And it sucks on my eye until it goes dark. And I'm like, I can't see anything. And he goes, it's going to go dark. And then there's this. Now, the worst thing about the whole thing. The worst thing about the whole thing was all the sounds.
Oh, my God.
Because when I laid down on the table originally, there was all these noises. And people were saying, like, 25, 32, 47, 25. You know,
left. No.
Object 241. 241 left. You know, patient subject Sean Kennedy being a plus 4.25. And I'm like, oh my fucking God.
Oh.
Now, the upside was they're Asian people. Everybody in there was Asian people.
Yeah.
And Asian people are smarter than white people.
Yeah, sure. Well,
they are. I mean, let's look at where does all the technology come from? Asian. So I'm like, okay, feeling good about the there's clever Asian
Or we're just
people.
Lazy.
Yeah, and they have little fingers. So, you know, they'd be able to do all this stuff. Because if I was doing this shit, I'd be like, no, my eye's really small. So I'm happy, you know, that I've got Asian surgeons. Because I'm like, yes,
okay.
People are smart. So He comes in. He puts fast forward, right?
Yep.
And while all these sounds are happening and they're adjusting the machines and everything, I like open my eye and look over, and the guy's like, "Keep your eyes closed." And I'm like, okay, the reason why he's telling me to keep my eyes closed is not because of the eye drops. It's because he doesn't want me to freak the fuck out by seeing all these machines that are going to be working on my fucking head. So anyway, the suction thing comes over my eye. Everything goes black. And then the doc's there, and he's the one doing this. Lynn showed up somewhere along the way. I just recognized his voice. He's like, "Hello, Sean. This is Jesus, also known as Dr. Lynn." So he's like in there. And he sucks on the eye there with the little suction thing. He goes, "Suction." Yep. Whack. Everything goes black.
Yeah.
And then there's this sound, and this scalpel comes in and cuts. It cuts a flap off of my cornea. Just goes, "Wang!" Right?
Fuck.
And it's not actually all the way off. There's like a little flap.
Ew.
And then the suction goes away, and I see the tweezers come down towards my eye.
No.
And he grabs the underside of my eye and flips that shit up. And I'm like, "Wham!" Now, I'm supposed to be looking at this little green light, right?
Did you know that all this was going to happen?
I didn't read it. It was in the manual. My wife read it. She was like vomiting. So I'm like, "I'm not reading that. I'll vomit."
Why are you telling me this?
Oh, it's good stuff. So, and then he flips it up, right? And then the best part is that when he flipped it up, I could see everything until he flipped it up and everything went blurry because he's cut my cornea sort of off.
Yeah.
And then the green light, which is now super blurry, going, goes red. And there's this fan kicks in going, "Woo!" And the purpose of the fan is not to cool anything. It's to suck the burning vapor of my eye from hitting my own nose. But it's not doing a really good job. What's that? You're not
feeling queasy.
No, you're not. Yeah. No, you're not. You love it. You love it. It's like, and I can smell my own eyes burning in this laser, right?
Oh, my God.
So it's like sucks it off. And then he puts the flap back down. And there's like this little squeegee thing, I swear to God, going, he squeezes my eye down. And he does the other side. Have some juice. You'll be all right. My wife is really bad with this, too, and I explained it to her. She was like, "Oh, my God, I'm going to be sick."
Yeah, this is really, really disgusting.
Not really.
Feeling queasy, because maybe I'll have to get this sometime. And hopefully maybe I'll forget it by then.
No, it's cool. It's cool. It's not a problem. Now, the first eye was okay. The second eye, they're like, they don't tell you shit on the first eye, but they know that you know what's going to happen with the second eye.
Okay. Yeah.
So I'm like, I'm trying to be as brave as a motherfucker here, right? And I'm like, in my mind, I've got ha sa durima doom doom doom. I'm trying to visualize the Ghost in the Shell intro here.
Yeah.
I'm trying to, you know, Angele e Demon. You know, I'm like, okay, this is cool.
But you can't close your eyes to meditate, though. You can't block it out visually.
No. Well, he puts a patch over one eye, and then he moves the patch over to the other eye. Okay. Yeah, but it was intense. It was intense. Yeah. And it was over, but all this was done in like 15 minutes. Like, finished.
Okay, at least it's quick.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And then I'm like, I
think I'll want to be knocked out.
You can't. You can't do it because your eyes will roll up.
Oh, really?
You've got to focus on the little laser. If you look around or anything, you're fucked. So not only do you have to, like, participate, you've got to focus on the little green dot. If you try looking around or dodging, so you sit there and you go like, "Oh."
Concentrate.
And I'm like, "Yeah, I'll just let you stab me in the fucking eye with some tweezers. Ah, I'm a badass."
Oh, fuck.
And the guy, I guess one of the other guys had a problem with it because he was like, "Yeah, I had to come back because they couldn't get a grip on it or whatever." And, if the guy's not cooperating, he won't even start the procedure.
Well, yeah, because he's going to cut your eye half open.
Well, he's going to fuck up, right? So he's like, "Nope, okay." And then they'll try like different.
You leave.
A different tranquilizer so that you're like, "I don't care if you're chopping up my eyes." So
see, that's what I need. Maybe to, like, smoke some weed first or something.
Well, this is one of those things where it's like, "Sean, do you wear women's underwear?" "Yes, 4 times a day. Why? Is that relevant?" "Oh, I just like to. I know you'll tell me the truth about anything." "Oh, okay."
So he's got
to
know everything.
Yeah, well, I wouldn't screw around and be like, "I'm high right now." No, not so good.
In a month.
Well, they say, you know, "Do you faint?" And I'm like, "No. Not ever? Never." "Good, good, good. Because if you faint during the procedure," because I guess that happens, your eyes roll back into the back of your head, and that's not so good.
Because if I'm feeling sick and faint, I might faint.
But anyway.
Not good.
So then they drag me. They give me the Terminator X glasses, right? Yeah. And I go into the other room, and they're like, "Okay, can you read this eye chart?" And I'm like, "Fuck, no. I can't read shit," right? Because my eyes are all swollen. They just chopped up, and somebody's like put a squeegee on it. And they gave me these steroid drops I drop in my eye to enhance healing, right?
Yeah.
So it's 3 o'clock in the afternoon. This shit happens. Okay. I'm like,
a little out of it.
Oh, well, you got to bear in mind, like, I'm 10 minutes after taking the Ativan. So the Ativan hasn't even fully kicked in.
Okay.
So by the time the Ativan kicks in, I'm in the car, and I'm like, bang, I'm at the office. Bang, I'm at home. My wife's got me home.
Yeah.
And I'm like, all got my eyes shut driving in the car, and I'm explaining it to her, and she's almost vomiting out the side of the car. And I'm like, oh, yeah, this is badass. Right? It's great stuff. So
yeah,
then,
good war story.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And then I have to put in eye drops every hour, which was gay because she keeps waking me up. She's like, more eye drops. And I'm like, fuck off. I'm trying
Mel
to sleep
the night?
Here. Oh, yeah. Right up until midnight.
Geez.
And then I get woken up at 3 in the morning to put in more eye drops.
Oh, God.
Yeah, it was gay.
That's fun.
And then, and then I go back, and I come up, and the guy does the test, and he's like, well, you're already at 20/20.
Yeah.
And it was really cool, because he comes in, there's Dr. Lin, he's like, hello, Sean, how are you today? And I'm like, I'm okay. He goes, how was your night? And I'm like, it was all right.
Oh, this is the next day?
Yeah, it's
okay.
Next day.
Yep.
And he's like, so, looks like you've got 20/20 vision, which means that you'll probably be about 2015 or 2010. That puts you in the same realm as Olympic sharpshooters. Another wonderful success for me. Hope you're very happy with your eyes. Please join the Special Forces. Have a nice day. Thump, slam. That was it.
Which is awesome.
And I'm like,
yeah.
You know, he's kind of egotistical. You know, he really was. He really was kind of an egotistical.
The magic healer.
Because there's,
right?
like, you know, Dr. Lin and Jesus gives people the power to see, right? So I'm like,
yeah.
You know, you're not really bragging if you can back that shit up. You know what
True.
I mean? So
he did it.
The guy did it. Yeah. You know, so yeah. Now I've got to, you know, I can't read for any length of time and fucking around with the computer. I got big trouble for doing
my that in the post.
Ooh,
yeah.
I got in trouble.
Get off the computer.
Oh, fuck. I just about got killed for that one. She's like, are you fucking insane? So, yeah. Well,
you hurt your eyes.
You know. But anyway. So yeah, that was my augmentation. So now, you know, we're slowly trying to build up, trying to get, you know, the self-improvement thing. It's hard.
Yeah.
But it's exciting time to be a teenager right now. It is.
Yeah,
it's
why
an
is that?
Exciting time to be a teenager. Well, if you're a teenager,
yeah.
Right? And people were to start doing all this stuff, like, your body's full of growth hormone, right?
Yeah.
So if you're like 15 plus and you start doing like max contraction training and all that stuff,
okay,
you could be fucking huge by the time you're 25.
Right.
Like
right.
You'd be sick, like space marine territory.
Right. But for old fogies like us.
But for, yeah, you know, fogies are, well, luckily I'm not too bad. If I was in my 40s, I'd be screwed.
Yeah.
Because after you're 40, you start losing muscle mass and I'll have to start doing like HGH injections and shit like that in order to stay all buff, right, like all the superstars do. But yeah, that's pretty much how it is. Because you're only as good as your drugs and technology make you.
Yes.
And now, well, you know, I've got the Mark I mod eyes, you know, so I'm feeling pretty okay with that.
Excellent.
And I give full props again to Sariat. And incidentally, if anyone is thinking about doing it, it's your eyes. People do come from all over the world to this specific laser eye center guy. He's one of the top guys in North America. People come
really?
From like, yeah, he's got no shit.
World
binders.
Yeah.
Binders full of thank you notes from all over the world.
Wow.
Yeah, so he's.
So you went to the best, then.
Yeah, it's probably arguably one of the best guys in North America, nice. probably on the planet. So he pioneered it over from Russia and stuff. Yeah, it's pretty cool. So it's in Vancouver. Anybody think about doing it? Cost me $2,500, and I was that's $1,250 per eye.
Which is nothing because they're your eyes.
Because I'm like, right? Yeah, because the other guys were like, oh, we'll do that shit for $300. I'm like, no, fuck off. Have a nice life.
Just
yeah.
Coming to the alley here. We got the machines out here.
If I just wanted the silicone dugout, I'd go to Mexico City. But anyway. So yeah, that's what's new with me.
Well, that's good.
Yeah, it was a good time. So what do we got? What else? We got
some feedback.
Got some feedback. What does it say?
Says, hey, Sean and Sim, whale barf is called ambergris.
Ambergris,
I think that's how it's pronounced.
Ambergris. Yeah, that's right.
It is used making a food item that is.
You know what he's trying to say here.
Yeah, it's used making a food item that lost popularity in the 40s called ambrosia, which I've heard of. I don't know what it is.
Ambrosia means food of the gods.
Yes. Kind of a whale fruit salad shit. Gross. Yeah.
Nice.
Whale barf. Some perfumes which are illegal to import into the U.S., have ambergris in them. Supposedly, it's good shit. Gross. Melican.
Oh, well, so there we are. That's where whale barf was used.
That's right. Because we couldn't figure out what it was called last week.
But apparently, it's ambergris.
Ambergris. So
nice.
Keep your eyes open for that floating on the surface of the ocean.
Yummy.
Good stuff. Some sort yourself out.
Okay.
Hello, Sean K. As you may or may not know, the Labour vote for ID cards in the UK is currently the main heated debate. I imagine they will somehow manage to get it through, and it seems the majority are for it. They are worried about the cost of the card, more worried about the cost of the card than actually be stuck in a giant database containing everything from their fingerprints to their biometrics. If passed, I'm actually going to provide a fingerprint scan just to purchase something over the internet.
Wow.
Heap. The great new plan is to fighting identity fraud, you see. Now, just like any other Rant Media listener viewer, I'm strongly against having my data placed in a giant database where it could be used against me or abused for some purpose outside of my control. When dealing with corporations, this is as simple as telling them to fuck off when they offer you loyalty cards. However, this ID card is to be mandatory. I've lived in England my entire life, but if this passes through, I have to pay for this card to use it. I mean, why would any law-obeying individual refuse such a simple inconvenience unless they are hiding something, right?
Right, of course, yeah.
Yes. Why? What would you do in this situation? Your own country doesn't trust you, so they're going to stick everyone into a giant database containing everything about you, stick all your personal details on one card so you're... It is not only forced, but everyone is required to pay for the privilege of being another citizen profile on computers. As said, I was born in the country and have a strong emotional bond with the environment I grew up in. All my friends and family are in this country, so moving away would be a horrible thing for me to do, especially when I just turned 20 and my first experience at university looking forward to this year.
Well, it's not what I would do. It's what I wouldn't do is the major key here. Now, unfortunately, we are moving into the future.
Yes.
You know, I mean, as I sit here with lazed out eyes, you know, there's all kinds of crazy shit running around on the internet.
Yeah.
You know, this is it.
So you're saying we should embrace the future.
Well.
Is this the future, though?
Yeah. I mean, if you can't dodge it, you know, and you're living in this country and it's mandatory, then yeah, you can't stop it. You can't say, no. Okay, so. What you need to, it's unfortunate, blah, 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 yada, yep. Yada, yada. Yeah, if I had my druthers, would I want this? No, I wouldn't. But here's what I wouldn't do. I would go through a personal sanitization session right now. I would look into my life and check out everything that I should or should not have. Okay, you know what I'm saying?
Like, so I'd conform.
No, hear me out.
Okay,
I'm saying that if you had a bunch of shit in your house or whatever, like if now is a good time to stop smoking weed. You know what I mean? Like now is a good time to ditch all your pirate media. Now
That's
is a good time.
That's what they want.
Exactly. Exactly.
Okay.
So
it could be a good little drone.
Okay, no, dude, can you win this? Can you win this? Can you win this fight?
I don't know.
You don't know?
If
you fight this, you're
if
fucked.
50% of the population go, no, the country's fucked. The government can't do anything about it. Half the population go, no, I'm not getting the card.
But they're
I'm
already,
refusing
but
to do the card.
They just said that the majority of the population are for this.
Oh, well, then you're
so
fucked.
So you're fucked.
So, okay. It's,
yeah, so you're
you are fucked.
Bearing that in mind, if this was a vote, yeah, vote no. But if they're like, you have to get this card and you have to pay for it, groovy. Ditch any magazine subscriptions that you're not supposed to have. Stuff that can hurt you. Because if they have a database, see, this is what you have to bear in mind. If they're creating a massive database, you know, maybe there's, because you can think of, like, let's suppose you wanted to subscribe to
Guns and Ammo.
I Love England magazine. You yes. know, so when they check the database, they're like, well, he subscribes to I Love England magazine.
He must love England.
Well, that's what they do. So with this massive database, there's a lot of opportunity to, you know, creatively put things in place.
Right.
You know, if you know that they're amassing data on you, provide them data to
manipulate
amass.
The data.
Yes, exactly. This can work for you or against you. Now, if you try to fight it and you're all like, fuck you, and you get arrested and everything, well, yeah, bang.
So
right?
Subscribe to nice, pleasant magazines.
Pleasant magazines.
And then go pay cash for the ones you want.
Exactly.
To get.
So you just have to, it's not a matter of,
subversity.
You know, what would I do? Well, you do what you got to do, but you have to be able to, you just become more aware. See, the problem is that you can't be lazy. Before, we used to be able to be lazy. You know, be like, oh, well, whatever. You know, but now you can't be lazy anymore. Now you have to be legit. Now you have to be like, okay, you know.
Because it's too easy for them to find out stuff about you now.
Yeah, so you kind of live a little bit more like the movie Gattaca, where you're, you know, vacuuming your own eye droppings and stuff like that. And,
yeah.
You know, and that's where it's going to be.
Yeah.
So it's unfortunate, you know, yada, yada, yada. But, you know, just, follow it along and don't, because if you're a squeaky wheel, you're going to get greased under this system. So
watch what kind of data you're going to give them.
That's right, and there's going to be a lot of people who are activists who are like, fuck you, I'm not doing it, solidarity, and they'll be shoving their fists in the air, and they'll get arrested, and their lives are permanently fucked. So it's like, yeah, you can be smart and, be subversive about this whole thing, and why do you suppose, this isn't this ironic, that this is happening, and I'm doing a patrolling series based on how to, like,
wow.
You know, how does that work?
I don't know.
You know, you might think that maybe I would have thought that this could occur or something, but that would entail me being somewhat visionary and not stupid, which everyone knows that I'm completely dumb. And
very, very
this,
dumb.
And
yeah.
This is just for information purposes only.
That's right.
So, you know, I
everything
I would,
is fake.
I would completely, you know, now's a good time to look into buying a suit, you know, is what I'm saying here. All right?
Yep.
So, you know. So just kind of
put on a costume and
hey, look at things like what do they have in Britain? They have this magazine called Q. No, not GQ. It's but like, you know, GQ magazine or Esquire, one of those fucking shitty magazines that have all the metrosexuals on the cover.
Yep.
Just, you know, check it out, see what they got, see how their style is, and yeah, and you better learn how to blend in and get some camouflage skills.
Know
otherwise,
thy enemy.
Yeah, because if you're if you present yourself as a target, you're going to get shot at. It's just that simple.
Yeah.
So it's not a case of being cowardly; it's a case of being clever. Because revolutionaries have to be wise, not only smart but wise, so that the revolution can continue. This is the whole concept.
That's
so
great.
That would be my advice.
The next one doesn't have a name attached to it. Dear Sean and Sim, I have been debating whether or not to try dieting to get myself under control in regards to what I eat and how much energy I have and lose some weight. I have just recently picked up organic lemons, number 2 maple syrup and cayenne pepper, that drink that you
Oh, yeah, the fasting thing, yeah.
I have a few concerns about it, and would it really be a good idea for me to try it or not? I would like some input from both Sean and Sim about this, since the both of you have their own diets of choice. Sim's veganism and Sean's boxer fast, which is what I'm referring to in this letter, but tons of different names.
Well, it's known as the boxer fast. Originally, Stanley Burroughs' Master Cleanser is what it's called, and there's a book, you read it.
By the way, it turns out cayenne pepper isn't organic. I have forgotten that Sean calls it for organic cayenne pepper. I just blah, blah, blah. Does this work the same? A few quick things about me. I'm 19 years old, blah, blah, blah. And he's just talking about where he saw it in patrolling.
Right. Okay. Now, if you are going to do this fast thing to lose weight and, you know, hope this is going to be the catch-all, you're fucked. Okay? It's not going to work. You do the fast thing not to lose weight. It does say in Stanley Burroughs' Master Cleanser, you do it to lose weight. But you don't do it to lose weight. You do it as a detox. Okay? That's why you do it. Okay, you don't do it to lose weight. You never, ever, 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 ever diet to lose weight. That's bullshit. Okay? What you do is you must exercise to lose weight. Otherwise, all you're doing is starving your body and you start fucking yourself up. So if you're doing this to lose weight, no! You don't do that. I'm sorry, I hate to inform you of this, but the only thing you're going to have to do is you're going to need to exercise. You're going to need to give up everything but water. Drink milk and stuff, or soy milk, or whatever the hell it is you want to drink. Okay? But drink water. No more pop. No more chips. Get rid of the junk food. You know, you'll go through withdrawal from all the cytotoxins these motherfuckers pump into the food. All right? And then you just go for a walk every morning before you eat, and you'll do more good for yourself inside of 3 weeks than you would, you know, in months.
Yeah.
I mean, I was a fat bastard. I was 280 pounds. Okay, like, I was getting pretty tubby, you know, and I got the video
Watch the videos.
And I'm, you know.
Look at
the
new season.
Yeah.
And that was filmed, like, half a year ago.
And I'm looking pretty good now.
Yep.
You know, I mean, I'm last time I weighed myself, I was 240, but I went down to, like, 230, so I've got, like, a little bit more muscle now and stuff like that. But it really is a gradual procedure. You've got to get an interest in your body, you know. And this has to do with the, you know, people want to soup up their cars. You ever notice that they'll get a car,
yep.
And they'll put the fucking hubcaps on this car.
They'll take interest in anything but themselves.
But, like,
right?
Soup up the body. Learn about liptropics. Learn about your brain. Learn about herbs. We live in a day and age. I've got cacao beans. I've got fucking cacao beans.
They're
motherfucker.
Bitter as hell.
I have. Yeah, but the thing is, this was a food that was used as currency in ancient Aztec, you know, South America.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And I've got, like, a bucket of them over in the other room there. I mean, we live in an age where I can get any kind of,
any food in the world.
Liptropics or ginkgo or, like, herbs. I mean, it's anywhere. It's $12, you know? The price of a cup of coffee. You know, you can get whatever you want. And people just don't bother. They're like, oh, whatever. Okay, stop watching TV. In the time you spend watching TV, exercise.
Yeah.
Go for a walk, you know? Well, it sucks. It only sucks for the first couple of weeks. It sucks until you start to see results. And then you're like, motherfucker,
look at me.
I can do this shit.
Yep.
Now, I'm not saying go get yourself a job at a tanning salon, because that's bad. Okay, and I'm not saying focus on being bar buff, and I'm sure as shit I'm not encouraging anyone to start going out to buy all these bodybuilding supplements, because that's a ripoff. Okay.
Yep.
Yeah, I'm talking about vitamins. You know, I'm talking about drinking water. I'm talking about looking
eating
after yourself.
Eating healthy. Yeah, that drinking water instead of pop, that just do that.
Just do that.
Just
and
do that.
Watch the weight fall off. Go for a walk.
So many people
mark
have
out,
told us that.
Mark out like 3 kilometers or what is in the States. So mark out a mile and a half.
Yeah.
You know, a big block. Get up in the morning. You're like, what's that going to do? Just fucking trust me. Get up in the morning. Before you eat, drink some water. Walk around the block because it's 5 times more efficient at burning fat if you do it before you eat. So that you could walk 1.5 miles, and that would be equivalency to walking like 7.5 miles after you had a glass of orange juice. You see what I'm saying? So you gotta be really clever with this. You gotta like look at this and go, okay, what are we doing? You know, get a plan. This isn't, you know, voodoo. It's fucking science. And as everyone knows, if you're listening to the internet, you have an keen interest in science because all good things come from science. So, you know, this is what we need to do. So don't fucking do the Master Cleanser as a weight loss thing, do it as a detox thing. And then, you know, if you want to do that and then commence this workout program, okay, do that. But you've got to have the mental discipline in place to have that happen. So that's my take on it.
Next one. Dear Sean and Sim.
Wow, today, I got a lot of sort yourself out.
Yeah. Today is Tuesday and everyone has gone fucking insane. What the hell happened? It looked like as soon as February 14th comes around.
Valentine's Day.
Everyone loses their minds. I have one friend who graduated and spent the whole day hammered at home feeling sorry for himself. I have another friend who skipped school to feel sorry for himself. I have a female friend who is having a terrible day just because nobody gave her a shitty flower.
Oh.
What's worse is these people are all in grade 12 and supposedly educated and mature individuals.
In grade 12? No, they're not supposedly educated or mature.
My question is this. How do you deal with these people? How do I go about explaining to them exactly how stupid they are and that it's just another Tuesday? Are these isolated events or are all sane people this emotionally unstable? I'm completely flabbergasted by this and frankly don't understand it at all. What's your take on the whole Valentine's Day thing?
Sam, you first.
People do invest too much emotion into that certain day.
Oh, for sure.
And you know, they're influenced by all the commercials they see.
Oh, sure.
The commercialization. And of course they play and the commercials place importance on the day and they if you don't get
it's the buy something day.
Yeah, and you're not a worthy individual if you don't get this. So people get that into their brains. They don't get the things that they're supposed to get on the Valentine's Day, and they feel bad because they're not as good as everyone else.
Well, in answer to your question, you know, he's saying here, you know, how do I get through these people?
Also works in the need hierarchy as well.
Yeah, exactly. Maslow's need hierarchy. Yeah. So. And you got to bear in mind there's PSYOP guys who like spend billions and billions of dollars to get people to spend money.
It's their job.
That's their job. They learn how to mind fuck people through the television. So if you create the firewall of no television, they can't really get at you. But anyway, so the first thing you got to do is destroy the television right off the top. Second thing you got to do is you don't really get through to them. You lead by example. You're like, I feel like shit. You're retarded is what you say. Like, what? Just laugh. It's not your problem. It is really not your problem. If you go around trying to save everybody's ass, you know, make sure that you got your own self sorted out. And then when they're doing stuff, say, well, I'm going to go get something to eat here. Do you want to come with me? And they're like, no, I'd much rather stay at home and cry. Fucking A. You stay home and cry. I'm going to go out and get something to eat. And that's how it is. That's how it is. There's nothing you can do for these people. You can't make people save themselves. Lead a horse to water. Can't make them drink. You know what I mean? You can only do what you can do. And if these people can't get a grip, then, well, you know, that's why they're part of the great programmed, you know, mass. You know, that's what it is. It's like, look at you, you sheeple. This is why Richard Cheese, People Equals Shit, is the theme song of my 30s. But anyway, carry on. What's next?
We're on to the news now.
News! Good stuff.
And Total Information Awareness News.
Isn't that organization with the big pyramid staring at the planet?
It is. That was a nice logo.
That was single-handedly my favorite logo ever.
All-encompassing, a little eye on the top looking over the population.
You know, that's got to go into the what the fuck were you thinking category. You know, seriously, like you got to know that some government agency was just like, we're going to make them insane. Like, they did that on purpose.
Oh, yeah.
They had to do that on purpose.
It's just too obvious.
I mean, they're like, let's fuck with the conspiracy crowd.
This one's from Twitch. The U.S. government is developing a massive computer system that can collect huge amounts of data, and by linking far-flung information from blogs and email to government records and intelligence reports, search for patterns of terrorist activity.
Jeez, that'd be a good reason to be really patriotic on your blog, wouldn't it?
Yes. Rah, rah, rah. Flag, flag, flag.
You betcha. Yeah. that might be a good idea.
The system.
Lead well, by it's, example.
Well, it's public, right?
Oh, yeah.
Anyone can see it.
Oh, sure.
So,
yep. Yeah.
The system, parts of which are operational, parts of which are still under development, is already credited for helping foil some plots. You know what? Terrorists don't use blogs.
Actually, they do.
Yeah, they put on their...
You know
that bridge
do.
Over there? Yeah,
no,
I was looking at it the other day.
No one will ever know. Like,
what?
Publish.
No!
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
retarded. It is the federal government's latest attempt to use broad data collection and powerful analysis in the fight against terrorism. But by delving deeply into the digital minutiae of American life... probably
Minuta.
Minuta. The program is also raising concerns that the government is intruding too deeply into citizens' privacy. Well, if they're just looking at blogs, that's not really private stuff. We don't realize that as we live our lives and make little choices like buying groceries. Buying on Amazon, Googling, we're leaving traces everywhere, said Li Tian, a staff attorney with the Electronic Frontier Foundation. We have an attitude that no one will connect all these dots, but these programs are about connecting these dots, analyzing and aggregating them in a way that we haven't thought about is the underlying fundamental issues that we have yet to come to grips with.
Right.
So they're piecing all the pieces together.
So,
collecting it all together and saying,
wow.
You're a bad man.
Unless,
look at all
of course,
these things you've said. You're a terrorist.
Well, they could.
Look at these books you've bought.
Yeah, totally. Unless you have a reason for it.
Oh, wait. These books are legal.
Yeah, the books are legal, but do you have a reason for it?
Reason?
Sure.
You have to provide a reason to buy
books? Well, let's say that you do.
That's not a good enough reason. You can't buy this book.
Oh,
you can't look at these
sites. You just got to make sure a reason.
You
like,
can't
let's say
this.
Let's say you're a writer, per se. Let's say, for example, you're a writer,
yep.
And you need this stuff for doing research. Are you really a writer? Well, sure I am. I got two books out.
Yep.
You know? And clearly I'm patriotic.
Look at these flags on my website.
Look at these flags on my website. Have you read my blog lately? You know, I mean, I'm
just
right
don't read
there.
Every third word.
Oh, what's that?
Read the whole thing at once, not every third word.
Oh, come on. It's good. Sims hating me over here. You know, I got a picture of me holding an M14, you know, looking good.
But you do have to think realistically, yes.
You do.
If you're buying these books, people are going to look at you. The government is going to
take attention.
Just
be aware that they'll do that, and when they want the information.
Don't act surprised that they're coming after you.
You provide it. Here you go. I got nothing to hide. It's just a little bit of forethought and a little bit of planning, and you can do whatever you want still. Mm-hmm. I don't see why this is such a huge fucking deal. You know what I mean? If you're buying a book on silencers, make sure you buy a book on gunsmithing as well. When they come by your house, you're like, yeah, I'm thinking about getting into weapons research to help the war on terror.
That's right. Defending our country.
Defending our country.
Yeehaw.
Yeehaw. And at the worst case, they'll think, well, this guy's clearly a redneck Republican.
Good for you,
son. Somebody give this kid a medal. You know, let's put him through the military-industrial complex and he'll be fine.
That's right.
You know, I mean, if it's not difficult. It's only difficult if you're, you know, living in a van down by the river, you know, gardening, and, you know, they're going to protest three times a week. That's when you've got a problem. You know what I mean? If you're sitting there and you're doing the full-on fucking hippie thing and talking all this pro-militant, anti-America stuff, then you're going to have a problem.
You're going to get the attention that you've asked for.
You start making videos teaching people how to actually hurt people, going to find yourself in a big shit.
A little bit.
You know, that's why, you know, why do you suppose patrolling's done the way it is?
Mm-hmm.
I'm worried about aliens.
That's right.
That's a real problem. There's a lot of aliens out there.
Or if you go camping. You know.
Zombies.
Yeah.
Bigfoot.
Yeah.
You know.
They're a problem.
Bad shit, you know. So it's one of those things, you know. What if you ran into terrorists when you're out camping? It could happen.
It could.
You know, yep. They could blow up the forest.
Crash
trees into forests. Crashing a tree into a forest? That doesn't make sense. Timber! Okay, well, anyway, you see my point, though.
Next one. In escaped robot news.
In escaped?
More robots out on the loose. This is from Askarta.
Okay.
Philip K. Dick is missing. Not the American science fiction writer whose novels spawned such films as Blade Runner and Total Recall. He died more than 20 years ago.
And he is the fucking shizzle.
Yeah.
Shizzle. Okay, carry on.
But a state-of-the-art robot named after the author. The quirky android which made a major splash to Wired Magazine's Next Fest in Chicago in June, was lost early in January when en route to California by...
Lost, okay.
By commercial airliner. "We can't find Phil," said Steve of Dallas-based Hanson Robotics, which created the futuristic robotics with the blah, 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 blah.
Does it have anything on capabilities?
Yeah, it does down the page a little bit. Where is it? Here it is. "Along with the eerie likeness to the author, the robot features award-winning artificial intelligence that mimics the writer's mannerisms and lifelike skin material to affect realistic expressions."
Okay.
This is the author come back to life.
Well, that's scary. That's sexy. And I would hope that I one day would have to suffer the same fate as Philip. Yeah, that's pretty fucking cool, you know. But anyway.
Top-of-the-line voice software loaded with data from Dick's vast body of writing...
Nice.
Wow.
Nice.
Allows the robot to carry on natural-sounding conversations. Oh, it does come bit off as a bit doddering at times.
Right.
Biometric identification software and advanced machine vision allows the robot to recognize people, even in a crowd, read their expressions and body language, and talk to them sounding a lot like normal, albeit a slightly senile author who likes to quote his own books when he gets confused.
Right.
Wow. That would be interesting.
Can
take Sean's blogs.
Can he move?
Feed it into a robot.
Well, that robot exists.
It doesn't say that he can move, so I don't think he can. But looking at the picture on the website, looked like he was kind of posed there. Like, I don't think robots cross their legs yet.
We don't know. I don't know, though, but that's a pretty sexy robot. I mean, I didn't even know about that robot. That's pretty hot.
That is. That's got some nice features.
And the sad thing is, you know, is that there's enough, like, when you look at my writing, I've got a little bit of writing, right? But if you look at all my audio...
Yeah,
that I have online.
Like, the audio.
They could easily,
feed the audio into a voice recognition. Change it into.
Well, they could just
text.
They could copyright my voice. They could actually. I've said each word so many times. There's so many hours and hours and
there's
hours.
There's a vocabulary
and hours
out
and hours.
There, right?
Yeah. So they could actually do my. They could do Sean angry.
Fully emulated.
They could
emulated.
Do my tone, pitch, intonation, the whole nine.
Yeah. Frightening.
Hot. That'd be so cool.
Sean forever.
Eternal Sean. Creepy. Okay.
Next one. Data was a toaster.
Oh, well, yes. Now this was great, no. That was my whole premise of whether or not robots. We were going to talk about whether or not robots.
Because
we don't have time. We're out of time. But Data was a fucking toaster. He doesn't have a person.
That's great.
Like, this was the whole comment I've had. Where is Data really? Is he a machine?
Does he have rights?
Yeah. Do robots have rights?
Does he feel?
Yeah.
As we feel. If I punch the robot and the robot goes. I was punched.
I'm all about the
How
flesh
How is that fare. Different?
Fuck that. No.
Than us.
No. No.
No?
No. Fuck you.
We're just electrochemical.
You're a tool. You're a fucking slave. You're going to the flesh fair if you don't make it up to, off of the line. I don't care. We can make
There's
like,
no difference.
We can make women robots and hunt them in packs and chop them down and stuff.
Cut off their limbs.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Live out every sick, deranged fantasy we ever had.
Through robots.
Through robots.
But they feel.
As long as they're not robotic children, because that would be wrong. Because then
better rescue the robotic
that's
children.
Encouraging pedophilia, which is wrong. But and then they should be taken out. But seriously, they're robots. Do what you want. The guy who makes the first sex droid, what? What?
If they can feel,
right,
and they express their emotions,
right?
How are they any different than us? We're just electrochemical robots ourselves.
Because we made them.
So if robots made robots, then those original robots can claim that they are inventors?
Robots don't claim anything. Robots are toasters. I don't feel bad. When your toaster takes a shit, you throw out the toaster. Okay? You're not feeling bad for the toaster. You're not, like, sending the toaster to the toaster home. You know, you don't sell the toaster to Jawas and feel bad about the memory wipe. You know, you just don't give a fuck. It's a toaster. Robot. Doesn't, you know, I don't care if it feels or not.
You need to watch AI a couple more times.
I don't. Well, okay, Ghost in the Shell. Ghost in the Shell. Now, a better
when
argument.
When does a human become a robot?
Yeah,
then?
It's like, okay, well, then? Sean, if you synthetically put your consciousness into a robot.
You slowly chop off bits of your body.
No, if I do a complete consciousness transfer. Yeah. I just do a neural map and you transfer me over. Bang, there's not a single organic thing in me anymore.
Okay.
Okay, so I'm totally robotic. But now I'm you know, carrying on life. And does that mean I'm a slave now? Or just because I'm a robot, right?
It's still you.
No,
all
it's
your
not.
Thoughts.
No, it's not. I'm a robot. There's nothing human in the box.
What's the difference? If it can think exactly the same, if there was software,
well, that's
that,
the argument.
If there
right?
was software that can emulate thought is exactly as a human,
well, it didn't start as a human though.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, so that's my point. Yeah.
Well, neither do you. You start as a drooling baby.
But, well, yeah, of course, but that's a human
with the capability of loading all this software into your head.
Human baby. Human babies are better than robots. More potential. Yeah, that's true.
I don't know about that, man.
Oh, I do. Now, the one thing is, though, is that if I'm a robot, though, does that mean that I have rights? Like, if you do
by your logic, no.
Well, no. Hang on now.
He doesn't have that essence, that certain thing that makes him human.
Well,
that you're looking for, that you're trying to allude to, maybe.
What? Oh, I see. Because
there's something that makes them different from humans.
No.
If they have the same thoughts and same reactions to pain and emotion and happiness.
Look, man. Look, we need slaves. Okay. It gets down to this.
We've designated the robots
as fucking slaves. The robots are going to be slaves. And if we have controller robots that are the pusher
robots.
It's
all about control then.
Yeah, of course it's about fucking control. We need that.
So
what's the next story?
If we control some other, you know, group of
if we meet aliens, can we enslave them? Yes, because okay. I'm a human supremacist. Next story.
Okay. In thermo-optic cam news,
right.
Presented by Cheddar, a professor from the Department of Quantum and Optical Electronics in the Uvalanistanik State University in Western Russia, has patented a method of making things invisible.
Notice how they say patented.
Yes, patented. Not?
Not invented.
Not invented.
Patented.
Patented.
Right.
Interfax News Agency reported, the so-called invisibility cloak created by Oleg Gedomsky is called the method of conversion of optical radiation in the patent.
It was
so
created.
Where
not
have we
not
seen
invented.
This before?
Not invented.
Created.
It was created.
So he maybe took some plans and
now,
created it.
About a year ago, I reported on these guys in Japan doing exactly the same thing.
Yes.
Exactly the same thing. And now this guy's patented it.
It's one of those things where five different people all over the world invented it at the same time.
Yeah, but it's not the same time. It's a year later.
That's right.
So there's a this
if little it was, late.
If it was
Mr.
at the same
Oleg.
Time, I'd be like, yeah, it's at the same time. But clearly it's not. However, you know, the first guy to market with this, I don't give a shit, provided I can buy one.
Yeah, that's the winner.
Because I'm going to have my augmented eyes, my robotic slaves, and my cloak of invisibility.
You are invincible.
But it's like, it's totally Ghost in the Shell. Next story.
The future is now. In Implanting People news sent in by
you
Militia.
Know what? No, we're not going to do this story because this is too big of a story.
Okay, we're going to say
okay, so next week we're going to do the story about implanting
RFID
people, RFID tags.
In people, yeah.
In people.
And we want to talk about that.
Yeah, because this is a big one. And we're out of time.
We're out of time. No Daily Hack. That's all the time Sean has for you today. But don't worry, he'll be back next week to make sure you get the information you need to stay alive. See, I've got your... flow as well.
You're amazing.
I've heard it so many times.
It's like I'm listening to myself over here.
This is a free podcast brought to you by the generous donations of 52 people for January 2006.
Hoorah.
If you would like to help keep this daily news broadcast on the air, please visit rantmedia.ca
because
and click on the donate
tab.
Because
I need more body mods.
Sean needs more body mods.
Otherwise, I'm going to start doing assassination missions and shadow runs in order to
build up the capital to give him... Yeah, robotic legs.
You know, it's kind of funny.
Those ones that you can jump and run.
It's kind of funny, too, because, like, I suppose I am kind of building, because, like, in the security company I'm with, I'm now, like, taking over, like, training and operations. So I'm actually kind of work for a Shadowrun company. It's kind of funny how cyberpunk my life really is, if you were to get right down to it. Like, my boss gave me a set of samurai swords.
We could get all the guys to have them all get them all of their glasses, get them under the knife.
Oh, yeah. And we'll
then all body mods for everyone.
Subdermal armor. Yeah, that'd be good.
It's part of, like, the company...
Yeah, part of the health plan.
Health plan. It's body mods. It's body mod health plan.
Wait until I tell
you. Watch people sign up for that.
Wait until I tell you about the new copyright name we got for the company. I'm not going to say that now, but fuck, it's unreal. All right, carry on.
Nice.
See, now it's hard. You lose your place, don't you?
Yeah, that's right. Thanks again for everyone and their assistance in gathering data. And if you have access to sensitive information or any other pertinent stories, please email them to newsreel, that's newsreal, at rantradio.com. If you like the music in the background, be sure to pick up the album by Vast Crimson.
Which is actually a double album.
It is a double album. That's the first part of it. It's very, very sexy. His second album sucked, but his first album is a holy album.
And second album
good.
Sucked?
Yeah. Didn't like it so much. Very commercial. Very pop.
Not so good.
Not so good. He went back to his roots.
Good for
awesome
him.
Awesome album.
All right.
He's going to leave you. We're going to leave you with a track right now. Brought to you by...
Free Disposition.
Is that the name of the track?
No, it's the person who brought me the track. Everyone knows.
Free Disposition. Until tomorrow,
that
is what server said.
End of line.
Oh, and on a quick note, I was supposed to mention that Smokehouse's inbox crashed. So anybody who sent him a demo for a new talk show, please just resend it saying, I sent in a demo, because if you haven't heard back from Smokehouse, that's probably why. So send him an email.
The roof is on fire. The roof is on fire. The roof is on fire. We don't need no water. Let the motherfucker burn. Burn, motherfucker. Jimmy Pop and I'm a dumb white guy. I'm not old or new, but middle school, fifth grade, like junior high. I don't know mofo if y'all peeps be puggin', giving props to my hoe cause she fly, but I can take the heat cause I'm the other white meat known as Kid Funky Fried. Yeah, I'm hung like planet Pluto, hard to see with a naked eye, but if I crashed into Uranus, I would stick it where the sun don't shine, cause I'm kind of like Han Solo, always stroking my own Wookiee. I'm the root of all that's evil, yeah, but you can call me Cookie. Motherfucker, burn. Yo, yo, this hardcore ghetto gangster image takes a lot of practice. I'm not black like Barry White, no, I am white like Frank Black is. So if man is five and the devil is six, then that must make me seven. This honky's gone to heaven, but if I go to hell, well then I hope I burn well. I'll spend my days with JFK, Marvin Gaye, Martha Ray, and Lawrence Welk, and Kurt Cobain, Kojak, Mark Twain, and Jimi Hendrix, Poltergeist, and Webster, yeah, Emmanuel Lewis, cause he's the Antichrist. The roof, the roof, the roof is on fire. The roof, the roof, the roof is on fire. The roof, the roof, the roof is on fire. Motherfucker. Everybody, here we go. Everybody say,